Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. I'm returning your call. My name is Kiara. How may I help you?
Hi. I need to talk to somebody there. That's for sure. What company do you work for?
We are a third-party company, sir. We service over thousands of products for different companies.
You do what now?
We are a third-party company. We service over thousands of products for different companies.
Okay, well, I was charged $67.32 yesterday morning at 9:30. Why? I need to know that. I got my printout from my checking account. I did not make this purchase.
Okay, sir, may I please have your zip code?
43102.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
I'm sorry, my name?
Your first and last name, yes.
Keith, KEITH, Moore, MOORE. I did not authorize that, period.
Can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
1741 State Route, or I'm sorry, Winchester Southern Road, Amanda, Ohio, 43102. I usually use State Route 674.
Thank you. Okay, so the reason you're being charged $67.32 is because you entered into a sweepstakes on December 12th for a chance to win a Keurig, $7.95.
For what now?
A Keurig, KEURIG.
No, I did not. Now, I want to know what the hell is going on here.
Okay, you didn't see anything, sir, that said, oh, you won this, just pay shipping and handling?
I'm trying to understand everything you're saying. I have problems understanding people.
Did you see anything that says you won shipping, that you won something, just pay shipping and handling?
No.
On December 12th, you didn't pay shipping and handling for a coffee maker?
Yes.
Okay, sir, you entered for a chance to win that coffee maker. You didn't win it.
Okay.
And the terms
but
and
it was
conditions,
only $9.
Yes, sir, but the terms and conditions stated that if you do not win and if you do not call in, sir, to cancel your account, you will be billed monthly $67.32. And each time you are billed, sir, it will increase your chances of winning something like the coffee maker.
All right, so now what do I do?
Do you want to
I don't want that. I did not do that. There was certainly no, oh, crap. There was certainly nothing that said it would cost me that much. That somebody is trying to scam me.
Okay, so, well, I can get that account canceled for you so they won't be able to charge you anymore in the future. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, I want my money back. That's what I want.
Okay, sir, because that is a valid charge, sir, I can offer you a 35% refund for that $67.32.
Why 35%? They took money that they didn't... Oh, come on. This is not right, honey.
Okay, sir, the best I can do is 50%. That means you will get half of your money back, and I will cancel that account so they won't be able to charge you anymore.
Okay, that's good. But I still want my money back.
I can offer you 50%, sir. That's the best I can do. That means you get half of that $67.32.
That's still not right. Okay. Here's what I gotta do. Oh man, you can't give me all my money back.
The best I can do is 50%.
Why? Why only 50%?
That's the best I can do, sir.
Why? I need to know that.
Sir, that's the best I can do is 50%. I offered you the 35%. You wasn't satisfied. The best I can do, sir, is 50%. Would you like that 50%, sir?
I guess I don't have much of a choice. That's a freaking ripoff.
Okay, give me one moment.
I'm still listening. You still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here. Just give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, sir, I have canceled that account for you, so they won't be able to charge you anymore in the future. And I refunded you $33.66. It should be back to your $33.66.
Okay.
It should be back into your account 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Well, I had to destroy that card because it was reported as fraud.
Okay, sir. Well, your bank should be able to transfer that money onto your new card if you still have the same routing number.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it should be back, like I said, into your account 3 to 5 business day. Just contact your bank and ask them to transfer that money onto your new card. It should automatically go into your account, like I said, if you still got the same routing number.
Okay. Yeah, I still got the same routing number. But tell me again, slow down, how much am I getting back?
$33.66.
Good. Man. Okay. All right. I guess that.
Okay, well, thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a great day, sir.